Ashaholics. I'm your wonderful host, Ash Hollywood, and we are brought to you by the amazing people that run JulieLand.com. We're sitting here someplace deep in your filthy fucking mind, and my guest that is perfect for that today is Annie Cruz. And today's topic, well, we don't have to have one because Annie's full of amazing stories.
That's true.
It's so, so true. So, Annie, first and foremost, I'm going to throw this out there. You are one of the Vivid Radio hosts
on
Vivid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 102. What day is your show?
My show is every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. That would be 10 to 11 East.
It was really hard for us to do that math live. I just want to let you know, every single radio host that was trying to think of what the Pacific and Eastern time was, were like, I think that's this time. Anyway, so what's the topic of your show?
My show is called Dirtiest Girl in the World because pretty much I can whip a story out of my ass from something that's outrageous that's happened in my life. And I guess that entertains people. So that's basically the basis of my show. I start off the show in the first half, telling a really sexy, naughty story that's happened. And then I invite callers to share whatever topic the story may cover, or topics, because it might cover more than one, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And then I play a little game called Top Me If You Dare, where I basically, it's like truth or dare, except minus the truth, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I invite callers to call in and try and see if they can top my stories. But here's the catch, like they can also call in and challenge me. So far, nobody's won. I've done two shows already, and nobody's beat me. Well, except for one guy who said he had sex in a porta potty. I've never done that before, so yeah, he kind of beat me on that one. so I gave him a prize.
To me, that's like that's one you want to lose.
Yeah, like, I was like,
I'll accept that as a loss.
It was really funny because when he told me that story, he hooked up with a porn chick, actually, in fact, like a porn legend, even.
Somebody we know.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
He didn't even tell me on the air. He told like later on when he was talking to the phone screener, he ended up telling her then, and I was like, oh my god. Basically explained how he bent this chick over. Because I asked him, I said, how does one have sex in a porta potty? Because it's small. So, I mean, are you standing, doing her from behind? He's like, oh, no. And he was like all about it, too. He's like, no, I had her bent over on all fours over the toilet bowl.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to give you a prize for that one because I have not fucked in a porta potty, and I don't think I ever plan on it. So
all I can think about is the smell.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like,
have you been in porta potty?
Like shit.
If you gave me a brand new, just delivered to the site, clean porta potty, I could do it.
Yeah.
I could do it.
Or one of those big ones.
That's hermetically sealed and you get to peel off the wrap yourself.
Because have you seen those porta potties that have like a flush?
Yeah.
Like an actual flush
system?
The
best porta potties I've ever seen in all of my days of porta potties. And I've been to Burning Man. I've been everywhere. I've been to the worst of the worst of the world porta potties. The best ones I've ever seen are at the Hollywood Cemetery when they play the movies.
When they do the movies? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those have like nice rope lights in them. They're well lit. They always have tissue.
There's no smell,
wash
right?
Wash station, there's no smell ever. They smell amazing. I would have sex in one of those.
So in other words, if I want to have sex in a porta potty, I have to go to those events.
You should go to that event.
So then I can call, go on the air and tell the guy I finally beat you, dude. Because not only did I have sex in there, but I got DP'd in there. You know what I mean? Like try to one-up him.
Or so, you could say you had Ash Hollywood in there.
Or I had Ash Hollywood in there, and that could definitely one-up him.
Easily.
I like where this conversation just made a turn for porta potty sex. what's next? No, but yeah, so basically I have people challenge me and if they tell me to do something, but it's something I've already done, then I can't do it. But if it's something I've never done before, if it's doable, I'll perform it live in the studio right then and there for them to, you know, for their listening pleasure.
I have a question. Is any, what, then my first question is, what haven't you done that you would want to, that, is there something on your list that you haven't done that you'd like,
what's on your fuck it list?
Yeah. Like what have you, not who. It's like, what?
I know, I'm trying to think about that right now.
Have you had, because you know, like sex in the middle of a forest? Sex? You know?
I've had sex in kind of like a forest somewhere in Marin County that's like a wilderness type thing, backwoods, like someone's house, kind of like a cabin type area. I've had sex back there before. I guess not really in a forest. Shit, that's a really good question.
What haven't you done?
I'm gonna have to like look at my list.
Have you had sex in a car going down the freeway? Have you?
I have.
Have you? What haven't you done, Ash, that you would want to do?
Things that I haven't done that I would like to do. I would like to fuck in a helicopter on the way to being dropped off by air onto a mountain so I can free ride down on my snowboard and then fuck at the cabin at the bottom. But that means that both people have to make it down the hill, down the mountain in one piece. So that's the ultimate challenge right there. So we're gonna exude all of our energy fucking in the helicopter, and then if we make it down alive, we get a victory fuck at the end.
There you go. It's like the finish line. Like, ooh, we won. Exactly. Everybody wins.
Then everybody's tired. I'm tired. Never mind. Can we just hug?
Let's just cuddle by the fire.
Yeah, like you girls are, you know, you guys have done all sorts of crazy things. Like, what's left? What do you...
That's what I keep wondering. I actually got into porn because, I mean, for many different reasons, but one of the main reasons why I was really intrigued by it was because I didn't have a fantasy of my own. I really didn't. Like, the one fantasy I had was, oh, I want to have sex on the beach while the sun's setting. It's cute and romantic. It's motherfucker, not fun. No, it's not fun because sand gets everywhere.
In every hole possible.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
I decided that was probably a fantasy. If it happened to happen in porn, I would let it happen, but it wasn't one that I wanted for my own memory bank. And so I got into porn just to see, you know, what would I want my fantasy to be? I want to try all these other ones out and then I'll make a special one for myself.
And do you have one?
I still don't fucking have one.
Do you have one?
That's a tough one because before I got into porn, I pretty much did everything possible. Like I did my first gangbang in college, my freshman year.
Wow.
Yeah, with like, it's really funny because...
How do you coordinate that?
I'm getting ready to explain.
Wait, does that just happen randomly at a party? Hey, everybody in here fuck me?
I had a really bad sex problem when I was in college. Like, when I graduated high school, I graduated top five, you know, got scholarships to this prestigious, you know, private Catholic college, whatever, university. And, I left high school only having had sex with two people my entire life. So I
know so many girls like that.
And this is actually the last story that I told on my show because people always want to know my origin story, you know, kind of like the origins of Batman, the origins of what is Annie Cruz origin story? Like, what is your coming of age story? And I explained how, like a month into school, I hooked up with this dude. He was 6'5". And I remember thinking to myself, they come in different sizes. Oh my God. Because, you know, obviously I only been with two people before that. And then that pretty much kind of turned a switch on, like this whore switch. And I just fucked anything with a pulse pretty much.
Girls like that. So many girls.
You know, I remember meeting this dude. I was like 18. He was like 26, 26. He's a little bit older. And I hooked up with him once. And then he hits me up one night, like drunk with all his friends. I answer my phone. I could hear like him and his buddies, like just being drunk assholes, whatever. And he's telling me, it's like 2 a.m. My roommate's getting ready for bed. I'm getting ready for bed. We have school in the morning, you know, whatever. And he's like, let's fucking party, bring some girls, you know, like get some girls, let's get together. So I'm trying to get my roommate to come out, you know, like, come on, let's hang out with these dudes. It sounds like there's more than one, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's go hang out, you know what I mean? And she's like, I'm tired, I have to be up, you know, blah, blah, blah. I have to be up early.
Right, I have to be up early.
And I had school too, but I was like, I kind of want to go out and have some fun. So she takes the phone for me and talks to the guy. He's like trying to convince her on the phone. And I don't know what it was that he was saying to her. But to end the conversation, she's like, there's enough of her to go around. And I was like, how dare you? Why would you say something like that? Because, you know, I've never really been with more than two people at that point in my life. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't really think much of it. And so I'm like, fuck it. Just come pick me up. So he comes and picks me up. We go back to this place that he had. There's like a... what is that thing called? Bail bonds office that's like 24 hours, and behind it is like an apartment. So this dude worked in the bail bonds office that lived like behind it. So we go there in the bail bonds office, close the blinds, and they start playing some music. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. It's me and five dudes. Like, okay, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what's going to happen. I think they're just drunk and we're just going to be hanging out, you know?
What I love is that she's not scared at this point because I know. Every other woman would be like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. So he starts playing.
She's all just sitting there like going, go ahead and play some music with her legs up. Yeah, go ahead and play some music, guys.
Yeah. So, well, this is what happened. They start playing music and they're like, come on, like, give us a little show or whatever. So I start dancing, you know, and I'm getting into it because, you know, I'm such an exhibitionist. I'm like, whatever. So I start stripping my clothes off.
God,
next thing I know, one dude comes up to me, and then next thing I know, another dude comes up to me, and then next thing I know, I'm sucking on two cocks, and then next thing I know, I'm getting tag team in my ass, and I'm like, okay. And then at one point, I watched a lot of porn before I started doing it. Still didn't know what the fuck a DP was, okay? And I'm like, this. There's one dude sitting in a chair, and I'm like riding him with my ass. You know, everybody else is kind of chilling, whatever. And like all these dudes, you could tell they watch porn because of like the shit that they were saying. Like, that makes sense to me now.
But every then guy, it didn't, you know? Yeah, exactly.
And they're,
it's like looking back in hindsight.
Yeah, they were like a bunch of football players. Like, you know, like, dude, let's fucking deep here. And I'm like, what? What, you're gonna what me? You know what I mean? Like, what does that even mean? Yeah. And so as I'm writing this, dude,
it's like donuts and peanuts. What are we gonna do with donuts and peanuts?
What does that even mean? And so all of a sudden, the dude just comes up, because I'm in the perfect position for this, is the reason why he, like, I guess, said that. And he just comes in and shoves his cock right in my pussy. And I'm like, I, like, just kind of gasp.
This is the most amazing.
And I'm like, this feels so good. Oh, my God. So.
And then I could just say, like, in her head, it was like there was a white light that came down, and she heard angels sing. Oh! And she's all like, I saw God.
A DP will make
an angel
see God.
Came down and spoke to me. Exactly. And yeah. So that was my first gangbang before I got into porn.
That's actually really hot.
I know.
She
I
handled did. That situation so well.
What did you do when you got so home? Scared. Did you just kind of like tell your roommate, guess what?
Well, here's the thing. My roommate and my best friend, my former best friend, whatever, my best friend at the time in that college, they kind of gave me an intervention, right. Which is kind of like what got
you
me.
You needed a sexual intervention?
I needed a sexual, because I had, okay, like.
Did you have
thing.
A reputation at you, this point?
I was the campus whore, first of all, because it was a small private school. You know, I had sex in the patio of the convent where the nuns fucking stay. I did all sorts of fucked up shit. I had sex in the study lounge. I had just, there's a long list of things that I did at this
girl.
School.
And I'm so proud of her.
You know, the funny part is when you hear people use the term nymphomaniac loosely or sex addiction loosely, they don't understand what addiction actually means. Addiction means that it's hazardous or risky to you, yourself, and others around you, et cetera. You know what I mean? When people give you an intervention like, you need to stop smoking meth, it's bad for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My problem was that here I am, you know, I got these scholarships to the school. I started skipping class. I turned it into a game.
I need a how cigarette many, after how many Annie's dudes? Stories. Seriously, though, just hearing about
Ash,
that DP,
Ash,
I really
while
need to light
while
up
you're
a
smoking,
cigarette.
Can we cuddle?
we need to cuddle this out.
I know.
Like, this is back in the day. We're talking 2002, 2003, okay? I would go
back
into AOL chat rooms, Yahoo chat rooms. That's where I would, like, go surfing the web for just for dick. You know what I mean? Like, and pussy.
I,
like, the first time I ever fucked a girl was in college. As
I know.
Well.
I
my
know
roommate, in fact. That was the
certain
first
porn
girl I ever had sex
yeah,
with.
Yeah, a certain porn star I know. I won't name names to get her in trouble. Her initials are EA. Used to do crazy shit like that, too.
Oh, really? No shit. Yeah, that was my life. I mean, it's not. When I look back to it, it's like I wouldn't do that now, obviously, and like it's not something to be proud of, but that's like who I was back then, and like
I think
kind of
biggest,
brought me to where I am today.
Yeah, yeah,
I would have hung out with you in college, for
but
sure.
The thing I always look at stuff like that, because I've done plenty of crazy shit that I look back on and say, like, now I would never have done half of the shit that I did. But it's like, you look back on it, I think the only thing you have to say to yourself is, thank God I survived it.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, really, that's because you basically were lucky.
That's what I'm getting ready to say is because I didn't care if the person had a picture.
Right.
Like I said, when people say, oh yeah, I met this one girl. She's not even in porn anymore. She like lasted 6 months. This is years ago. You know, she's all like, yeah, I got into porn because I'm an nymphomaniac. But there's only like two guys in porn that I'll work with because they're hot.
That's not a real
and I'm
nympho.
Like, then you're not a nympho because you'd fuck anything with a pulse like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, when I was in college, it turned into a game. What started off as a joke between me and my girlfriends, my roommate, you know, et cetera, it turned into a joke because I started fucking my girlfriend's friends and they kind of called her like the Magnificent Seven because there was like seven of her homies that I hooked up with and they're like, oh my God, she's fucked like all your friends, whatever. So it turned into this game. We started making lists like, okay, well, she's fucked this guy and this guy. So it was like something stupid and cheesy, whatever. But then like, I kept it going and like...
Did you get to the point, because I know the girl I'm talking about, she's got to the point where she realized, like, if I'm going to do this, I might as well make money doing this.
Well, you see, here's... And I
still also, have, you're kind of like, I'm doing this. Why?
Ever since I landed this show on Vivid Radio, I still have this... it's actually a spreadsheet, like, I made on fucking Excel that has everybody from the first person I lost my virginity to up until I got into porn and, like, all the people that I fucked since then. And... Ooh, excuse me, burp.
What's that number? We did this number thing a few podcasts ago with, I think I did it with Phoenix. We were talking about numbers, like how many guys have you fucked? And her number was like, what, 48, 49, somewhere around there?
Mine's even larger than that.
Everything included. Hers was like 48, 49.
That's it?
Because I was up in the 20s for guys and probably the teens
so
for girls before I entered
okay,
porn.
So how many at now?
So now I'm probably... bumping 100 friendly. I mean, I don't know, because it's really hard to calculate how many guys you've slept with in porn because you work with so many of them multiple times.
I'm saying, but you got to count them, just each one. You can work with fuck somebody 20 times, but he's one.
Well, that's what I did with my list. And then I would put, and this is funny because, you know, spreadsheets, you can like break it down. You know what I mean? So like I put, if it's male or female, did we have anal sex or not?
Right.
Was there multiples involved? Was it an orgy? Was it a gangbang? Was it DP? Whatever. Was it a three-way? How did I meet this person?
You're going to take her spreadsheet, compare it to Christian's, and compare it to Phoenix's. Like, everybody's got spreadsheets.
That's a great spreadsheet.
Yeah. Right. And I put like how old I was, how old they were. And then I have like a scale. You're probably going to get a kick out of this one.
Sex spreadsheet.
I have a scale.
Sexspreadsheet.com.
Looks wise on a scale of 1 to 10. Penis size on a scale of 1 to 10. Was it a one night stand? Yes or no?
Right.
And then
you sound like a guy.
And then it has like a little side notes, like if there was like, okay, this guy made
would
me
you
squirt,
do it again?
Or like would I do him again? Or I met him, I fucked him and his brother at the same time, you know, that sort of thing. And I still have this spreadsheet. I'm gonna bring this on my show.
How many
the radio,
the number?
Kind of, you know,
come on.
Definitely not 48 or 49.
Okay, because all I can say is that you got to realize that like all my friends are hookers, so the numbers are all really high. I've heard.
Well, when I got into porn, I believe my number was definitely in the triple digits when I got into porn.
Okay.
That's how fucking bad I was back then. You know what I mean? Because it was like when
I have a serious boyfriend.
What's that?
You ever have a serious boyfriend?
I had a serious boyfriend for like 5 years, but we had an open relationship.
I was gonna say because in those 5 years, like. No, I still fucked at 150 guys.
Like we were monogamous for like the first year and a half, and then he realized, okay, I can't handle this bitch. Like she's too demanding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I gotta fuck now.
Like seriously, I almost felt like. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe how I felt because there'd be times where I'd be like, come on, let's fuck. And he'd be like, we have too much shit to do. We can't fuck right now. And I'm like, you're really going to turn down sex? Like, what's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Like, is there something wrong with me?
Do you have
me?
A boyfriend but, now?
I do not.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Here's my next question. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you fucked?
What's the date today? I don't know, like 2 nights ago.
I look at the reaction was the best.
Yeah, I believe.
I didn't care what the answer was. I just wanted to see how you reacted to that. Yeah. You're like, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this new app called Tinder?
No.
You haven't heard of Tinder?
No.
Tinder is perfect for a woman of your sort.
Don't.
Okay.
So, don't tell her.
Tinder is this app, and it's a social network app that works on smartphones. And what you do is it has a picture. And it shows the people, like, wherever you're at, it shows you GPS-wise who else has Tinder around you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what you do is you try to hit up the person, and if they accept you, then you can talk back and forth, and then you guys can meet up, and you can, like, you can see more information about each other. But it starts off as just a picture. And this app, I think it was
kind of like Uber.
It was meant for social.
Oh, my God, that's funny, because I know there's one called Who's Here. I've met people on
Who's Here might be one, but Tinder is the new one. Tinder is the new one. And so many people, it was meant to be like, hey, you know, you're out near us, you're cute, come hang out with us. But a lot of people are using it for one night stands.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And I have a friend who is using it and, you know, just being crazy, going out, having one night stands. But she gets really butt hurt when these one night stands don't work out to be something more. And she'll post on other social networks like, oh, I'm so sad. You know, this guy broke my heart. Well, I guess it takes a king to make a queen. I need to quit fucking around with these stupid guys. And some guy posted, you're not going to meet your fucking king on Tinder. And I was just dying.
Well, that's, yeah, but that's the truth, though. Like, it's so stupid. Like, I'm going to go do something stupid. And then, oh, I'm not getting the results I expected.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the same thing that happens to me, but the opposite. Like, guys that I hook up with, I've only had one girl act really weird with me that I hooked up with that was like, I love you. And I'm like, this is weird. You know what I mean? I love the admiration, but I've never had a woman. I mean, I was in a living relationship with a woman before when I first started in porn. And we were in love with each other. We were like two lesbos at like the occasional dick, basically, when we were living in San Francisco. But yeah, like
fucking NoCal.
Exactly. But I've only had one girl that I hooked up with that was like that. That was just kind of like on my nuts, which was very weird for me because I'd never had a woman act like that before. Yeah. But no, I have that problem with men. Like certain men, it's funny because it's always the guys that are like, you know. This is no strings attached. Try not to fall in love with me. I've heard it all before. Like, yeah, you know, Annie,
I think you've heard it all.
I just want to have some fun. So just, you know, when we're done, I don't want you to like fall for me or whatever. And then I, you know,
And I'll bet you find. Half the time the guys are the ones that turn into the puss.
Exactly, because this is what happens.
And they hate it.
I don't call them for a week because I'm not that girl that will call you and harass. Because what's done is done. We fucked, whatever. It was fun. If I fuck you more than once, it's because you were good. If I fuck you more than twice, and that means you were. You were amazing. Pretty much, you know what I mean? So like, you know, if I'm done with you and I don't call you, some of these dudes, this has happened a couple times. A couple dudes would call me like a week later. Yeah, I haven't heard from you. Yeah. So, hey, you know, I know that I said that I didn't want like anything, but I was thinking maybe we can like go out, maybe take you out somewhere. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but it's like, they're all like, you know, I'm not just a piece of meat. I have feelings too. And you're like, you're a pussy. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You're just a cock with a pulse.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you weren't even that good, so go away.
And case in point, I was in Vegas with my best friend, right? And one of my homies lives out there, so he like brought over one of his friends. He was a good looking dude, you know, whatever. And I was like being flirtatious, whatever. And like, they ended up, they had to go. He's like, oh, we have to get going. I can't remember why. They had ended up leaving. And his friend wouldn't stay because I kept trying to tell him, like, you should stay. And he wouldn't stay. So I texted my friend, like, dude, what's up with your friend? Like, that was his only chance. I'm not fucking going to try again. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then he, like, I guess later on I found out that as they were leaving, he's like, dude, you should fucking stay and hang out with her. Like, if, you know, Annie fucking wants it, dude, obviously. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, but I kind of want to, like, you know, like, take her out to dinner or something. And my friend was like,
you don't do that with Annie.
Listen, bro, okay, this is Annie fucking Cruz we're talking about. She don't play like that.
If you want, if anything, you can buy her candy bar after.
Right. Bring some snacks to the bed.
Chocolate is welcome, you know.
So. Well, thank you guys for listening to Ashaholics. Annie, how can we find you, follow you, stalk you, any of the above?
You
Tinder
can't.
You?
Oh my God.
How can we fuck? How can we fuck you? How can we fuck you?
You can find me at anniecruz.com, AnnieCruz.com, and on Twitter at AnnieFuckin, FUCKIN, Cruz. And, of course, Vivid Radio every Tuesday from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard, 10 to 11 Eastern. Dirtiest girl in the world.
And, of course, you can find me at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at ashhollywood. Also see me at Vivid Radio Mondays from 6 to 7. Tap that, Ash.
Hear you.
On channel 102. Sorry, hear me. You can't see me. You can listen to me and you can imagine me.
Exactly. They can find you.
Close your eyes and you'll see me.
You can open a picture on your screen while you're listening to my voice and pretend that I'm talking to you through the screen. And of course, guys, don't forget to check out julieland.com for all of your filthy needs. Thank you.